Go.
Right now? Are we on the air, lady skill,
yes,
now?
Yes,
right. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, yo, bust the move.
WGXC 90.7 servicing Accra, Catskill, and Hudson, Columbia, and Greene County. Woo! Thank you,
hello, WGXC listeners. This is Kelly McCon. Campbell Hudson is hosting its monthly dinner on Tuesday, February 6th at 5:30 in our Solaris Building, 360 Warren Street. Come experience community and meet new people and old friends over a freshly prepared meal made by our local volunteers. Everyone is invited and no one will be turned away. We will be glad to see you there, and please bring a friend.
Okay. WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the community theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Peter Frank of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
Diana Galbova reports for the New York Post that campaigning for Donald Trump in New Hampshire on January 20th, Representative Elise Stefanik said she would be, and I quote, honored, end quote, to be his vice president. Stefanik, who currently represents Rensselaer County and the rest of the 21st Congressional District, said, and I quote, he's going to make the right decision. I trust him to make the right decision for him. So he's going to look for qualities that I think are important. I'd be proud to serve in a Trump administration in any capacity, end quote. Volunteers for Trump chanted VP after her remarks at one New Hampshire campaign stop for the former president. Read more about this story in the New York Post. Mid-Hudson News reports that dozens of members of Jewish federations of Ulster, Dutchess, and Orange counties thanked Representative Pat Ryan for his continued work to free hostages still being held by Hamas, including Americans and the families of Hudson Valley resident last week. Ryan, a Democrat representing the 18th Congressional District, has seen weekly protests at his Kingston office calling for him to support a ceasefire in the war in Gaza. Nearby Republican Mark Molinaro in the 19th Congressional District has not seen similar protests or letters of support, even though he also does not back a ceasefire. The local members of the Jewish Federations gave Ryan a thank you letter with 400 signatures from local constituents. The letter also said, and I quote, as a number of anti-Semitic incidents continue to increase at an alarming rate, we applaud your continued effort to root out hate from the Hudson Valley, end quote. Ron David Gold, president of the Jewish Federation of Ulster County, called Ryan a, and I quote, true champion of the Hudson Valley Jewish community, end quote. Read more about this story in Mid-Hudson News. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative Pat Ryan again said on January 23rd that Central Hudson should not get its rate approval request approved by the Public Service Commission. On January 24th, Central Hudson proposed a double-digit rate request went before an Albany evidentiary hearing. Before that, Ryan said in a statement, and I quote, Hudson Valley families are feeling the pressure of making ends meet. Central Hudson has absolutely no business raising rates, especially after years of systematic failures, end quote. Central Hudson is asking New York Public Service Commission to increase rates by 16% and natural gas rates by 19%. The utility claims that would add roughly $1 a day to the, and I quote, typical, end quote, electric customer and $1 a day to the, and I quote, typical, end quote, natural gas customer. The Public Service Commission is not expected to decide on the rate increase until the second quarter of the year. And you can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Representative Elise Stefanik has had a week of national headlines. Salon reports Stefanik, who represents Rensselaer County and the rest of the 21st Congressional District, called the cancellation of the January 22nd trial proceedings in writer E. Jean Carroll's defamation trial against Donald Trump, and I quote, blatant election interference, end quote. After a juror called in sick, the judge wanted to continue, but Trump attorney Alina Haba asked for an adjournment. So Stefanik is calling Trump's attorney's motion to delay the trial, and I quote, blatant election interference, end quote. Stefanik is also mentioned by comedian Jimmy Kimmel, who spoke on January 22nd about Trump talking about her after her name was floated as possible vice president.
Also can't seem to pronounce the name of his possible running mate, Elise Stefanik.
Do you see that, the three people? How good did Elise Stefanik do?
I love that little pause when he sees the name on the teleprompter. He's like, up, here we go, Elise Stefanik, dude.
Mid-Hudson News reports that protesters who want Representative Pat Ryan to back a ceasefire in the war in Gaza repeatedly interrupted his speech at the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce breakfast on January 24th. Protesters waved signs outside of the event and inside. They shouted over his speech. Mid-Hudson News got video from the protesters of the interruptions.
Pat Ryan, how many more Palestinians have to be killed
before you call for a ceasefire? Before you call this a genocide?
Please just stay in your seat and keep our attention on the congressman. Thank you.
In anticipation.
Representative Ryan, we worked so hard to arrest you. When are you going to represent us?
I'm a Jewish Ulster County resident. I'm your constituent, and we want ceasefire. Ceasefire now!
Why are you allowing the mass displacement and murder of innocent people with...
Ceasefire now! Ceasefire now!
Shame! Shame!
I will promise you my first answer.
Pat Ryan, $100,000
If you allow me to speak for a few
minutes. Military aid in Israel while Ulster County residents are facing a housing crisis.
Pro-Palestinian protesters have regularly marched outside Ryan's Kingston office calling for a ceasefire. Republican Representative Mark Molinaro from the neighboring 19th Congressional District holds similar views of the conflict as Ryan, but is not seeing as many protesters at his events or offices. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.
And now, here is your WGXC Weekend Weather Report. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a mostly cloudy Saturday with a temperature high near 42 degrees and a north wind at around 6 miles per hour becoming east in the afternoon. Tonight, there will be a slight chance of snow after 1 a.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature low of around 33 degrees and a calm wind becoming northeast at around 5 miles per hour after midnight. On Sunday, there will be rain and snow likely before 10 a.m. Then it will turn to all snow. The temperature high will be around 34 degrees and a north wind at 6 to 8 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, snow is likely, mainly before 1 a.m., with a temperature low of around 27 degrees. And on Monday, it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high of around 35 degrees. And that is your weekend weather report from WGXE 90.7 FM radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of James Graylian. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXE sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxe.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
This one won't miss. Awesome beyond description.
The most extraordinary output ever to emerge from the motion picture studio.
I've seen anything as
it costs. It cost $4 million and it has 4 million thrills.
Number
10, 10, 10,
10, 10, 10, 10,
10.
Free love. Free love. This is a free love.
That was Irreversible Entanglements with the 2023 song Free Love from their Protect Your Light album.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Nine. Nine.
Next, we have 2023 music from the album The Intrinsic Nature of Ship from jazz pianist Matthew Ship. This is Jazz Frequency from Matthew Ship. Thank you.
number.
Eight.
Music or noise. 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 Music. 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 Music.
Number
7 7 7 7 7 7 7.
Thank you.
number
6 6 6 6 6 6.
Thank you.
That was Rodney Allen Greenblatt, a Catskill-based artist, with his 2018 electronic album Beep Beep Type Music. That's the song How to Avoid a Dystopian Future from Rodney Allen Greenblatt.
Number
five.
Here is, from the 2024 album Hardbanger Lovers, Volume 1 through 4, from Gushy. This is Summer Death.
Number
from the 2024 album Alchemia, a homage to library music from the British artist Scanner. That was Flexia.
Number
three.
Three. Three.
Three.
Three.
Three. Three. Three. Three.
from the 2023 album Since Time Is Gravity. That was Moontide Chorus from Natural Information Society.
Number
two.
The roots, we are the wonder.